I think most of my songs would be of an optimistic nature about them. If being a pessimist made things any better, I would be as good a pessimist as the next. But I feel I think it's important to see the bright side of things. I think music can be the kind of a positive poultice to draw the best to the surface. There's good and bad and the best of us and the worst of us. And I think we all owe it to each other to bring the best out of each other as much as we can.
I like how you said that, because that kind of sums up to me the philosophy that I hear in the title track of Let the Circle Be Wide, which is a very, encompassing and optimistic kind of song.
I will soon make room for you. Let your heart have no fear. There are no strangers here, just friends that you never knew. We will travel along on the wings of a song, with a mind that is open and free. If we close our eyes to the other side, we're just half of what we could be. Let the circle be wide round the fireside, and we'll soon make room for you. Let your heart have no fear, there are no strangers here, just friends that you never knew.
Well, it's a song which I wrote, which about, I suppose, growing up at home and people would be coming in, neighbours, local people, and also people from other places that we may not necessarily know, and making the circle wider to let everyone into that circle. No matter how big it gets, it's still a circle, and it's a sense of companionship and living together.
It had to be a thrill to make that CD with your son and daughter so involved in it.
Yes, it really was, and it got an award there last year when it came out, and that was great, because Fanon and Maya are traveling around with me and singing and playing with me, and we went to a new town for them maybe and an old town for me, but I see it again through their eyes, and that's great. So I'm learning different bits and pieces as I go along all the time.
How did the collaboration with your son and daughter come about? Was it your idea? Was it something that kind of organically happened, or did they come to you?
Well, I suppose they were when they were very young, they heard a lot of songs going on and music around the place and in the house, and in the studio beside the house as well, so musicians are coming and going all the time. So they were picking up a lot of songs, and without realizing it, I suppose, and without me realizing it. And a few years ago, I was invited to go to India, to play in India. And Maya, who had played the fiddle when she was a child, I thought it might be a nice idea to go to India. But I mentioned that you have to be a musician to go. So I heard that it had been practiced and played in her bedroom. And she came. And Fanon later joined me too, my son. And so it's great. It's really great going around with them, because in a sense, it's a little bit like home. And no matter what place we go into, we feel at home.
And your son is quite a musician.
Yes, Fanon's quite a musician. He's playing mandolin and banjo mandolin, and he plays guitar as well. Traveled around with Sinead O'Connor for a while as a guitar tech, and he got a liking for the road. And it's good to have Fanon there. And sings now and again, too, a little bit quiet with the singing so far, but he can sing very well.
I love the song, Rovers of Wonder.
That's an interesting one, all right.
There's a lot going on there.
there is, you're right. I was in France one summer, a few summers ago, outside the Pompidou Center, and I noticed a group of Mongolian throat singers performing, just busking on the street. Or there's a whole place for buskers to gather there at the Pompidou Center. And I heard these people playing, and I thought the music was incredible in the fact that one person can do three-part harmony, one person doing three harmonies at the same time. But also the melodies were very similar to something that was going on in Ireland. And it reminded me of some room in my home that I hadn't been to, or that I had forgotten I had been there. And there was just so far away and still so close to home. So I had a chat with them and talked about a collaboration. And so I took one of their melodies and I put words to it. And there's a lot of stuff going on in that one, all right.
Had I think a Saturday night radio show for more than 30 years, haven't you?
That's right. I've been doing that program since about 76 or 7, and it's great fun. I love it. It gives me a chance to connect up with the people in the community as well, because sometimes I get a chance of traveling around and recording old people singing, telling stories, and it keeps me connected with the countryside, and I enjoy it very much.
And it's is there anything similar in the communication that you do with an audience when you're on stage and the communication you do through your radio show?
Well, in many ways, it is very similar. It's in radio is very intimate. You're talking to one or two people at the most, even though you may be talking to many thousands of people in a general way. It's people are listening to you in ones and twos, a little bit like sitting around a fire on a winter's night. And our concerts are a little bit like that too, even though, you know, we have played in large places. I think the music itself creates an intimacy, and for the music to work properly, there must be a kind of a feeling of closeness and intimacy. So in many ways, the radio program and my concert is a little bit similar.
Tommy Sands, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Kyle. Thank you.
All right. See you soon. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.